Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. Across Australia, over 100 federally funded clinics will be taking bookings for coronavirus vaccines today. The clinics are aimed at easing stress for GPs and state-run health services. It comes as the second stage, Phase 1B, of the country's vaccination rollout gets underway, which sees inoculation priority given to emergency workers, people over 70, and other vulnerable groups. Another public hearing, part of the Select Committee on Temporary Migration, is taking place today. The committee is aiming to inquire into and report on the effect temporary migration has on Australian wages, jobs, workplace rights and conditions, social cohesion, and the economy. Minister for Home Affairs Peter Dutton says the government has always been able to establish migration policy that is forward-thinking.
We have a very compassionate program in relation to humanitarian. We have a very compassionate program in relation to family visas, for example, and repatriations otherwise.
A final report is expected to be presented on or before the first sitting week in August. The New South Wales government has launched a stimulus package called Dine and Discover. The $500 million scheme is aimed at encouraging the community to support arts, dining, and tourism businesses trying to recover from the impact of the pandemic. Any New South Wales resident aged 18 and above can apply for four $25 dining and discovery vouchers. Ms. Berejiklian says the package aims to safeguard jobs beyond the COVID-19 crisis.
A win-win for everybody, a win for businesses, a win for citizens. This gives us a chance to really put that boost into the economy, get spending going and get economic activity going.
It's aimed to be rolled out to residents by the end of March. The federal government has secured a $76 million electricity supply deal, which is expected to save hundreds of jobs at the Alcoa aluminium smelter in Victoria. As part of the agreement, energy companies AGL, Origin and Atlanta will supply power for the smelter so it is able to stay operational for at least an additional 5 years. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he strives towards securing Australia's future in heavy industry.
The other big challenge we've got is we've got to keep the lights on. We've got to keep the lights on. And that means we need reliable energy to drive our industries, but also to keep our cities' lights on as well.
Israel says any endeavour to constrict it through international bodies is destined to fail. It comes after the International Criminal Court launched an investigation into alleged crimes in Palestinian territories. In a joint conference with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, Israel's President Reuven Rivlin says the ICC's investigation signifies the exploitation of international law.
We saw the damage that the politicization has done to the bodies of the human rights at the United Nations, and we see the damage that is happening in these days to the International Criminal Court that has surrendered to political pressure.
The ICC is set to concentrate on two recent Israeli policies that are its repeated military operations against Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip and its expansion of Jewish settlements in East Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank. To sport now, veteran Australian golfer Matt Jones kickstarted the PGA National Tour with a strong 9-under par 61. Despite breezy conditions, the 40-year-old recorded 9 birdies and no bogeys in his first round. Jones says he expects himself to always be playing at such high levels. I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.